Governor Bill Walker today announced the formation of an 11-member tribal advisory council. As KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, he says the goal is to find ways to join forces to address mutual concerns.
Governor Walker says he and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott will meet with the governor's tribal advisory council quarterly or more often as the need arises.
We are very excited about the relationship we're going to build, that we're building, and it's about trust. And it's about having the comfort level of discussing issues that might be uncomfortable in a setting that is acceptable, and not only acceptable, it is invited and encouraged that we have those kinds of discussions.
Council members were nominated by tribes and were chosen by the governor to represent all the regions of the state. They have expertise in topics such as housing, subsistence, energy, and education. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott says the state can learn from tribes through these discussions. He says tribes have developed systems of governance in transportation and health services, for instance, that serve rural needs well.
And that takes sophistication, it takes knowledge, it takes experience. And that is growing to a level where I think in many ways the tribes are leading the state and are ahead of the state. So both can benefit from a much more collaborative working relationship.
Ralph Anderson of Dillingham says Alaska Natives have an interest in doing their part to help the state prosper.
This is where we live. This is where our grandparents are born. This is where our children are born. This is where our children and grandchildren are going to bury us. So at the end of the day, your success, the state's success, is our success too. Because we want to leave behind for our children and our grandchildren our very, very best efforts.
In October of 2015, Walker signed Administrative Order 227, establishing the Governor's Advisory Tribal Council. He says it will incur no costs. Governor's office staff will provide support to the council, which will meet by teleconference. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.